Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Happy Friday. I am coming to you live from another retreat. Retreat girls, say good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We are in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, here for the New Year Goal Setting Retreat. Excited to share the morning with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Permission to Live. I recently heard adulthood is like a never-ending, perpetual cycle of waiting for life to calm down, and then you die. Is that you? Right now, like, life is busy and it's hectic and it's uncertain and stressed, and it's not what you envisioned it being at this stage. But when it calms down, woohoo, doggies, look out, you're gonna live then, right? You're gonna start really living one day. And you will sit and sip your coffee in pure delight, and you will have time and energy, and you will be proud of yourself, and you will walk in confidence. And that day is coming, that day when life calms down and gets better, and you can be truly happy. And when it does, you're gonna live? No, you're not. The very heartbeat of life is a rhythm of ups and downs. And when it calms down, your ride is over. We are saving up our happy for an imaginary destination in life that doesn't exist. Right here, right now, this is where you live. Yes, in this season of life, this one with its chaos and messes and disappointments and circumstances that fall short of perfection, this is where living happens. In the absence of calm is where you find the living. It's a nasty ploy of the enemy to convince you that sometime in the future, you will have the time and the energy and the resources to do the things you want to do with your life. That they're coming, it's just not today. When life calms down and things get better, then. But the truth is, we're living perfectly good days of life in survival mode, in the absence of a crisis. So listen to me. That crisis may come, and you may need to just get through it. But if your life is free of an absolute, undeniable crisis today, then you better be living. The enemy's plan is to kill, steal, and destroy. And we must never lose sight of that. Has he been killing your happiness and stealing your joy and destroying your today with a focus on another day? Maybe a focus on yesterday and what was and no longer is. How he tricks us into missing today because of the worries of tomorrow. Or missing today because of the hopes that somehow this future tomorrow will be better than the one we ended up with today. Here's your scripture for today. Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16. It says, "So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity." So how do fools live? They miss opportunities. They don't show up for life. So be careful how you live and make the most of every opportunity. You see, girls, today is full of opportunities. And the question is, what will you do with them? What if your response to today's opportunities determine tomorrow's offerings? I want you to just think about that for just a second. What if today's opportunities, how you respond to the opportunities of today, that determines tomorrow's offerings to you? What if future opportunities are earned through using and enjoying and savoring that which has already been given to us? I used to think that if I didn't intentionally live my life, then my life just wouldn't be lived. But now I actually know that's not true. We still live. We still exist. Your life will just live itself. It will happen. It will just go on with or without your intentional effort. And here we are, these miraculous beings who are the masterpiece of the Almighty Creator, just letting life live itself. We're just here, but we're not fully here. We're just showing up, but we're not bringing the best of us. Where is the best of us? It's buried under layers of regret and guilt and shame and laziness. And dang, it's hard to even recognize the masterpiece with all we've layered on. But it's in there. Our potential is still in there. Our destiny is still available. Our purpose still calls. And if we're breathing today, which check it out, we are, right? Every one of us are breathing today. That means we have an opportunity to show up and start really living on purpose, intentionally, like we mean it. When will we decide we won't just let our lives live themselves any longer? When will we harness the power our Creator has given us and wake up? When will we live like we mean it? God has given you the power to choose. Choose well. Choose your direction. Choose your attitude. Choose your next stop. Choose your mood. This is your life, and you get one shot at it. Show up and live it on purpose, intentionally. The desires of your heart are clues to lead you to your purpose. Get yourself unstuck and go for it. Today, give yourself permission to live a big life. Yes. Permission. You have permission to cut the strings and stop holding back and move on and quit playing little and admit that maybe you're actually meant for great things and it's still possible. Maybe you're actually capable of so much more. And maybe today you can be happy exactly where you are and do the things you said you would do someday. Because today is someday. Here you are, and this is your chance. You know, one day life is going to calm down. It will. The moment after that final breath is real calm. And I hope you're not waiting for that. I hope you will decide to take this day with its ups and its downs and its imperfections and its stresses and messes, its busy schedule and endless demands, its disappointments and surprises, and just live it. I mean, live the heck out of it, because really this is all you've got. I'm sitting in a room full of women, and these are women who have stories. And last night we shared stories, and some are widows who have lost their husbands, and some are broken because their husbands were unfaithful, and some are still healing from a pain of an unimaginable childhood, and some are losing their children, and some have lost jobs or lost their happiness or lost themselves. But they're here today, and they are seeking to live, seeking to show up in the middle of their reality and be faithful with the cards they have been dealt. They're going to play their hand. Will you? You've been dealt a hand in life. Maybe it's not what you wanted, but what are you going to do with it now? And this is what our God expects of us, to do the best we can with what we have. When will life calm down? When you die. When will we live? Today. Permission to live today. That's what you have. Will you? Or will you be foolish and miss the opportunities and not live this intentionally? You have opportunities today. Be faithful with the opportunities and show up and live today. That's our plan. So I think we probably should pray about it. So pray with me, girls. Hey, God, good morning. God, we are overwhelmed by the gift of a new day of life, and we're so grateful to receive it. Thank you. Thank you for life and bringing us to this day. Thank you for the way you've been working in every detail. Even when we didn't see it, we trust that you have been, and we trust that you are and you always will be. So God, we thank you for the opportunities you have placed before us today to live. And I pray that we are found faithful to live today. Lord, that you give us permission to live big. Not only permission, but a calling to live big. And I pray that each one of us would respond today and we would take every opportunity and run with it. I am so grateful for the people you have brought here to hear this and to be connected today. I thank you for each of their lives and their families, and I lift them up to you, God. We are coming to you today asking for your provision and your protection. We thank you. Thank you for today. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, everybody, thank you for tuning in today. It's been a joy sharing the morning with you. Have a beautiful day of life, an awesome weekend, and I'll meet you again on Monday. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.